Do you have crystals in your bedroom? Then watch this video as I'm going to explain some crystals you need in your bedroom and some crystals you need to keep out of your bedroom. Now make sure you watch to the end as I have a special tip at the end for you. And let me know in the comments what crystals are in your bedroom and I'll let you know whether they're a good choice or not. And of course, make sure you follow me. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Crystal Studio UK. Follow me on all platforms. I share different things every single day related to crystals and spirituality. So, crystals for your bedroom. We've got to think about the ambience of what we want to bring into our bedroom. So, calming, soothing, balancing energy. So, do your crystals match that energy? Are your crystals calming and soothing? Or are your crystals energizing, motivating, and all about your third eye? Now, the crystals I recommend you have in your bedroom are things like lepidolite. Now, lepidolite is this beautiful, calming, soothing, mood-stabilizing crystal. Very good for your overthinking, very good for helping you to switch off from all the things that you have to do and allow you to just be and allow you to have a really good, calm night's sleep. I also recommend you work with blue lace agate in your bedroom. Again, it's very soothing, very relaxing, very calming. Really brings the energy of just being able to unwind. Another crystal I like in the bedroom is celestite. Celestite is very reassuring, very comforting. Again, very calming, very balancing, very relaxing, and allows you to switch off. So those are probably my top three crystals I would definitely recommend to have in your bedroom and have near your bed, under your pillow, at the side of your bed. Now, three crystals I think to keep out of your bedroom for definite are these. Now, the first one is carnelian. This crystal is motivating, energizing, all about your creative energy. So this is a crystal for your kitchen, for your living room, definitely not for your bedroom. The next one I recommend you keep out of your bedroom is definitely malachite. This is a crystal of transformation, of change. It's a crystal of letting go of the past. Now, this is not a crystal that you want in your bedroom because you don't want to be processing old thoughts, old belief systems, old pains when you're trying to switch off. So keep this away from your bed. Another one I recommend you keep out of your bedroom is citrine. Now, citrine is about positivity, upliftment, happiness, joy, motivation, excitement. Now, this can be very energizing. This can be very energizing for certain people. So if you're struggling to switch off, then definitely keep citrine outside of your bedroom. Now, a top tip when working with crystals in your bedroom is to try one at a time and see how you sleep and take them out one at a time to see how it affects your sleep. All our energies are very different. How we react to crystals, how we deal with certain things, all depends on us as individuals. So it's a learning process of how you react to certain crystals. But just have a think about what you have in your bedroom and have a think about what you can take out to make it more calming and relaxing. Now, my last top tip for helping to get a great night's sleep is to cleanse and clear your bedroom. So use sage, use sound, use incense, use a selenite wand. So go around your bedroom with a wand like this, setting the intention to cleanse and clear away any heavy energy, any low vibrations, and also cleanse yourself. This is a really great way to ensure you aren't going to bed with all the energy of other people around you. If you have any questions or any advice or support, we are available 7 days a week. We're open 10 till 4. Come and see us in Halifax. We have our own shop. Or you can message us on WhatsApp and we'll answer any questions that you may have.